You are now listening to
your least favorite podcast.
People in the world.
Tony's been a dick to me all night, and I'm fucking tired of it.
You woke me up from a nap for this stupid
podcast. I woke you up from a nap. We scheduled it last night. We agreed. We were like 9 o'clock. We're going to fucking be there. And your ass was still fucking sleeping. 9 o'clock at night? Who takes fucking naps 9 o'clock at night?
You do it.
I don't do it. I'm employed.
Oh, you're going to bring up that card. Just because you're white and it's easy for you to find a job right now, you're going to pull that card. That's crazy.
And thank you for tuning in to your least favorite podcast. I'm going to be your host today. My name is Devin. And here with me, I have Braxton.
Hello.
And Antonio.
Yeah, you might as well stop. This might be my last one.
Yeah, but you're here right now, so I mean.
No, I'm just kidding. How the fuck y'all doing today?
Fuck, that was, I'm sorry, y'all, like, I didn't expect y'all to get that heated, this early in the, morning for Tony, I guess, since he's just fucking waking up.
My head hurt, and I took a nap, I told you.
I feel like you're just, pulling my leg at this point. I feel like you just wanted to take a nap. There's nothing wrong with that. Just say that you wanted to take a fucking nap.
Yeah. Say it.
Tell us what we want to fucking hear.
Just say it.
Yeah, you want to know what I want to fucking hear? This is what I've been fucking waiting for. I want to hear Braxton's shit take on the halftime performance at the Super Bowl.
Okay, hear me out.
First, let's talk about the Super Bowl. First off, then we'll get to the halftime show. Let's start with the veggies, and then we'll get to the meat and potatoes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go play by play. First play of the game, right? Kickoff to the other team.
No. What I just want to say really quick, though, is that Patrick Mahomes played his fucking heart out, and I'm upset that, like, the Chiefs didn't come to fucking play. There's so many stupid defensive penalties. I remember seeing at one point they had, like, 9 penalties for 100-something yards, and the Bucks had, like, fucking no penalties at all at that point.
No, the Bucks were really, really getting in their head. And a lot of it was, if you pay attention, there was, like, some unnecessary roughness calls between two of the linemen. And the linemen on the Bucks started and pushed, right? But you were just like in elementary school. It's always the second person who got caught. And the Chiefs Jones, 95, he retaliated and was like, no, I'm going to push you back. And that's when I'm like, whoop, 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 you can't do that. It's always the second one. And they were literally talking about it like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago on like, I think SportsCenter. They're like, it's always the second guy that always gets caught. So just be careful. And so it was a lot of dumb mistakes like that, like Tyrann Mathieu letting it, you know, his emotions rise. Just a lot of dumb pass interference call, which they were pass interference. That's the thing that kind of made me upset with a lot of the tweets is, yes, there were a lot of fouls, but that's because they were making bad plays. I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm not saying that I wanted the Chiefs to win. I came in this game very unbiased because I don't have any feeling for these two teams. So I'm just saying the game was called fair. And that you should probably let it go. Obviously, it's Tom Brady, so there has to be some sort of big, Tom Brady, he proved he's a GOAT. He went to a new team and won his first year. Don't talk to me.
True.
Yeah, people, I mean, players, coaches, refs were just standing around, and the Chiefs were like, here's what I'm going to do, and then got a penalty every fucking well, play.
It's so weird because here's the thing. If I had a – okay, listen, the fucking Chiefs receiving core, it's up there. You have Tyreek Hill. You have Sammy Watkins. You have Hardman. You have fucking Travis Kelce. That's four of your starting receivers that can get open and catch the ball with ease. So you have – I think the Patriots were running like some sort of 4-3 defense because they had a lot of people covering. So they had two people on Hill, right? And so that brings down – I sound like that one wrestler. He's like, you have a 66 and a third percent.
66 and a third chance of winning a SmackDown. But I'm a genetic freak. I got a 75 and two-thirds percent chance.
Can we please include that clip? Like, for once, can we include a clip? I'll send the clip.
If I can find it.
Holy shit. But basically, like, you had room to get open. You knew they were going to double cover Tyreek Hill in the long routes. You had Travis Kelce to do slants. You had, you know, Sammy Watkins to do post and corner routes. You had options, but the Bucks defense really came to play. I'm more of a sports guy than these two are, but, you know, especially when it comes to football, so I'm probably going to be talking a lot on that subject. Yeah. Bucks defense played immaculate. Patrick Mahomes played immaculate. Every wide receiver on the Chiefs had butterfingers. But, and, you know, I don't know what to say.
Gronk was a fucking beast.
He was a fucking monster.
Per usual.
Yeah.
Jesus. Him and fucking Brady together, dude.
They lead the NFL ever. And
They've had the kiss at some point.
Oh yeah, they definitely have. The way that fucking Tom Brady kisses his kid, there's no doubt in my mind.
And his coach.
Brady's kissing everyone like that.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Hey, it's Tom Brady. Hey, kid. Go long.
Touchdown, it's football.
Football. All
right, yeah.
All right, this Red Bull
fucking
bust. I wrote into our group chat because we're friends.
We talk.
To talk about podcast stuff when that time comes. All I said was that I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl and how horrid the halftime was. And Devin said horrid. Antonio said horrid. And it went like this, starting with Devin, and they just kind of bounced back and forth. Are you fucking deaf and blind and devoid of happiness? You officially have no taste. We'll talk tomorrow. I said, yeah. And Devin said, we'll fucking talk. So let's fucking talk.
Okay.
What about that performance was horrid? You
verbatim said
it was horrid.
It has nothing to do with The Weeknd himself, because I enjoy The Weeknd as an artist.
Tony, stop real quick. Let him explain.
We were taking it out of context and we're blowing it out of proportion.
How, if you say something sucks, that means something sucks. There's no way to not context that.
But
fucking bitch.
I'm not the only fucking one that thinks over half of a fucking America that watched the Super Bowl thought the same thing, because the fucking just weird shit was happening. How do I say it? I said it to Arlo earlier and I can't think of the way I said it, but It was like the sound quality of it even was just fucking awful.
You mean because it was live?
I don't think it was because it was live. Any other fucking Super Bowl, the sound was actually pretty good. But like just the overall quality of like the game itself was just like I'm playing a fucking game of Madden. But just like, who the fuck were the guys with the mask on in the red suits? Like,
it's
nobody
part of
knew
his fucking thing.
Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Been building this
fuck,
up for
during the Beyonce, during the fucking Beyonce Super Bowl performance, when she had all those random women fucking coming there. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Who the fuck were all they? It doesn't fucking matter. They're backup dancers. They're not there to like fucking be the center of attention. He didn't need any fucking features because he doesn't have any fucking features.
And I think, like he's on fucking like FaceTime with you. What the fuck was that? How do you have a Pepsi halftime show and all your songs are about Coke?
Yeah, thanks for stealing your jokes. Fuck you.
That was a good one, though. I haven't heard that yet, and I'm happy that you shared that with us.
No, I'm not going to let him take anything else from Twitter. Don't you ever shit on The Weeknd. Listen, as far as halftime performances go, there are great ones, right? You have great because of malfunctions like Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, right? Performance sucked, okay? It was subpar. Don't even give it a time of day. The only reason it's well-known is because Janet Jackson titty pop out, okay? Her titty pop out, everybody went crazy. Next, yeah, like Red Hot Chili Peppers, who remembers them fucking performing? Nobody. They didn't do great. Bruno Mars?
In a few years, I don't think this is going to be one of the ones that people remember either. Because it was that bad. I'm not the only one that thinks that. Ask anybody. That's not you two.
Because everybody's out here listening to I can't think of any cool songs nowadays, but it's not TikTok music. Like, The Weeknd is so fucking good. I don't care what anybody says. Like,
I agree.
No, let me speak. I let you speak. You let me speak. I'm serious about this.
Okay.
He went out there and he had a fucking blast. He sang his heart out and he sang immaculately. and everything was visually stunning. When he came out with the choir, then the violinist started going to town. Then he did I Can't Feel My Face, and then he did the whole fucking in the mirror shit, right? That was sick, right? And then he came on the fucking football field. Imagine singing live, going from up to the top, right? All the way down the football stadium to midfield. So that after running all that, that's another 50 yards. And then going back to singing, dog? My goodness. Just bravo.
And
I
don't think The Weeknd himself is a bad artist. So stop trying to make it seem like that. That's what I said. I think that the performance and the visuals were whack as fuck. But people can be good artists and not perform well. For example, Taylor Swift. Love her music, but I've heard she's fucking awful live. And
well,
she's done a shit job
the past couple albums.
And I didn't think that he was that good live as he is not live. In that particular
I would like
moment.
To speak a little bit. I would like to speak a little bit.
All right,
so,
Devin.
I
fucking speak a little bit.
You're dead wrong. Let me tell you why you're dead wrong.
It's an opinion. So you can't tell me I'm wrong.
You're dead wrong in your opinion because he performed phenomenally. Not every note was perfect, no, but he was dancing the whole time. Watch, as I mentioned earlier, Beyonce. If you watch her Super Bowl performance too, like, not every note was perfectly hit. Same with Bruno Mars. He didn't, like, every note wasn't perfect. But that's just how it is when you're singing live. Like, you can't expect perfection every single time. Except if you're people like Johnny Craig, he's a just always amazing singer, just never bad.
It's not the performance itself that I have a lot of.
You said that the visuals were
whack.
The visuals were all about everything that, like, his whole entire story, the whole, like, plot of the person that he is, like, with, like, the weird face prosthetics and, like, the bandages all over his face and shit, like, the person he's been portraying. Let me speak, goddammit! The person that he's been portraying for the past, like, almost 2 years now, this whole new fucking entity that is no longer really The Weeknd. It's a whole different fucking person. That's what the entire halftime show is representing. And he was having a great fucking time. He performed amazingly. And I feel like if you think otherwise, you are devoid of happiness, because that's all that was happening on that fucking stage. Was he was smiling like every other fucking word. Like, he wasn't even like singing half the time because he was just smiling. Because I don't know if you know much about The Weeknd. He like, he came from, like, not nothing, but basically fucking nothing. Like, growing up poor as shit, fucking, he even has in one of his songs, I went from staring at the same four walls for 21 years to seeing the whole world in just 12 months. Like, that's a fucking jarring change of life. Like, that's completely a whole different person. And now from going from that to, like, literally the biggest stage, the Super Bowl halftime show, like the Pepsi halftime show, he was just having a great fucking time. So if you think anything was wrong with that performance, you are A, devoid of happiness, B, sound and tone deaf, and fucking
that was the problem. You couldn't fucking hear anything.
What do you mean? I heard every single thing perfectly. Like, me,
how
Lemon,
loud
and
was
Antonio
your TV?
Were sitting... Not very loud.
Doubt it.
Well, you're saying that, then maybe you should have just turned your fucking TV up, you fucking crybaby.
I had to.
Fucking,
all the way.
Good.
And I'm
then
not
good,
the only one.
Fine.
My fucking music teacher from elementary even posted on Facebook, like, why the fuck can I actually, like, why can't I hear him? Why can nobody hear him? And I don't have a problem with him. Himself.
We know
I
you
just
don't
think
have a problem with The Weeknd. We're shitting on you because you hated the halftime show. I think
I did. I hated a lot of the game because it just seemed like I was fucking playing a game of Madden or some shit. And then the halftime show didn't help.
I don't know. All I'm saying is
I didn't enjoy it.
I think everybody's like, that was a concert, right? Everybody's used to Lady Gaga jumping off a fucking thing, Beyonce coming out with Coldplay and the other guy fucking Katy Perry and her fireworks. Like, I think everybody just, they want these, like, all, you know, fucking shocking moments when The Weeknd really just went out there and performed. You know what I mean?
Well,
exactly.
No, because he did the same shit.
Not,
like,
not
everybody
the
at the halftime show has a gimmick.
Up.
I just didn't think his worked as well. And maybe it's because I don't, like, you know his persona as much. And maybe I saw it once. I don't know. I'll have to go back and rewatch it and get back to you guys. But my first take on it, I didn't enjoy it that much.
Oh, I loved it from the get-go.
And that's great. And that's your guys' opinion. But you can't tell me I'm wrong for my opinion. That's not how that works.
You listen to shit music and you have a shit take right there.
That's not how that works. I don't listen to shit music just because it's not the same music you listen to, Tony.
Oh no.
True you that. Fucking do you listen to Screamo, Tony?
Do I listen to Screamo?
Yeah.
Devin, do I listen to Screamo?
Yes, you do.
Then yes,
I don't enjoy Screamo music either, but I'm not going to tell you you like shit music because that's a music particular taste that you like.
What's considered Screamo?
A lot of stuff is considered Screamo.
That makes sense to me.
So there is emo music, which is stuff
I just meant what I listen to. What's Screamo? Because I'm not listening to, like, Job for a Cowboy or, like, Beneath the Sky or anything like that.
I don't like Screamo or heavy rock or anything like that.
I guess, Tony, you don't technically listen to Screamo. Mm-hmm. You don't listen to Screamo.
Okay, so if Devin, if you do, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you like shit music.
Oh, you can tell me that because a lot of them are terrible. I like terrible music, though.
Well, okay, so
I really do.
And what's terrible to you may not be terrible to me. You could say it's terrible and then have me listen to it. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. It's not that bad. Sure, I'm not a Screamo expert, but, like, you know, it's not terrible. But, like, you can't tell somebody that they have a, you know, shit taste in anything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just because it differs from you. So eat a fucking dick, Tony. Your mom.
Dude, I'm literally just messing with you.
Eat a dick anyway.
Still eat a dick. Eat several.
Yeah, eat a fucking dick, dude. You've been a dick to me all night, and I'm tired of it.
You guys woke me up for a nap.
He's fucking retaliating now. Get him, Braxton.
Anyway.
Didn't say a fucking word. You fucking pussy. I fucking suck my neck out for you.
Yeah, Devin, it's your turn.
I said what I had to say.
No, that was it. Like, honestly, you can have your own opinions. I don't really care. I like to give you shit a lot, but I think one thing is, like, I just really need you to explain why you didn't like it, because to me I just didn't think the
visuals were good. The performance itself, like him as a singer, I love him as a singer. It's fine. But just the performance itself, I didn't really get with it. And I haven't gotten with, like, the last few Super Bowl halftime shows either. And, like, I don't know if it's just I don't know. I feel like The Weeknd was an odd pick for this year, but maybe that's just me. But, like, I feel like it was a good year
for him. He has a lot of really, like, dancey number one hits and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
it was either him or Ariana Grande. Like, for sure, they killed
and I would have preferred – and I was surprised it wasn't Billie Eilish, to be honest.
Why would it be Billie Eilish? She has, like, two or three, like songs that are, like
– yeah, but really, know, like, they only perform two or three
and, like,
songs.
The Weeknd performed, like, eight songs. He did, like, Save Your Tears.
He went back. Yeah. He went, like, to Earned It. He did The Hills. He did I Can't Be
My
Face.
I wish I could have heard earlier stuff. Like, if he would have played one song off Kissland, I would have been happy.
He did the one from he took the part from the song that was on House of Balloons.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, he went back. Because people only know most of that shit from the trilogy, but, you know.
That one part, it wasn't from House of Balloons, it was from fucking, Often, and that's not on House of Balloons.
No, I was talking about the music part. Now, when he was like, yeah. There was, like, a small little intermission when he was coming down where he played the beat from that song.
Man, I'm gonna fucking, when we go to commercial break, I'm fucking watching that performance right now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, guys, I got shit to do.
We can't go to break. Are we not breaking this episode?
I mean, no, we can go to break, but to take 10 or 15 minutes.
He's just going to one part.
Like during break. Oh, okay. I mean, that's fine.
I mean, no,
I'm watching the whole fucking thing.
See?
Yeah. No, you can cut this part out because I gotta piss. Like, that's real talk. So he's got time.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're gonna go to break.
And... Wait,
now? Shit. I mean, if you're gonna leave.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not leaving, bro. I'm just saying, like, when it is break time.
Oh. Shit, okay.
I can hold my pee. I'm a big boy. I do big boy stuff, like,
mm-hmm. We're waiting.
You don't do no big boy stuff. Ha.
I fucking knew it. Tony doesn't do big boy stuff.
Tony doesn't do big boy stuff.
Tony doesn't do big boy stuff.
Fuck you, Tony.
Fucking bitch.
I'm a good boy.
You're not a fucking... Tony, 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 Tony. Are you crying? What a bitch. Big boys don't cry, Tony.
Big boys can cry.
Oh my god.
Big boys are allowed to cry. Big boys cry.
Oh big yeah, Braxton, do you know about that bit?
Big boys can cry. Big boys cry.
What bit?
Have you even noticed this about mommies? How mommies are always like, you can cry. It's okay to cry. You can cry. And then daddies be like, don't go into the basement. My twains are down there. My life is down there. And then mommies be like, it's okay to cry. You can cry. Just cry. Just cry.
What? I don't know what that's from.
I said it for like 2 weeks straight.
Oh, is that a piece, original piece by you?
Oh, no. I took it from someone and made it my own.
It was, yeah.
You can't, I mean, who was it originally by?
Garrett from Smosh.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I don't know any. I haven't watched Smosh since, you know, I was 15.
Yeah, it's not the same, but it's a better different.
Yeah, once they added all those new guys, it just wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, but they added new guys who are funnier.
Doubt it, but go ahead. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say a weird segue. Reality TV, right?
Oh, don't even get me started.
I love reality TV. It is one of the few guilty pleasures I have because I hate how much I love it. So I can talk about reality TV, but what are some of your guilty pleasures?
That's a good, hard one.
Like, what's something that you love but you hate that you love it?
God.
I think yours should be baseball.
Fuck up.
Stop fucking clowning on so hard for liking Jesus. Baseball.
I can't help it.
You like football where people just run into each other and dive into fucking piles
You're
of
really
other
talk
people.
About the
they fucking dive into piles sporadic. Of other people when they could just fucking run around like not idiots. Just fucking run around the
Pretty
pile.
Sure baseball is probably like the number two sport in the world behind soccer.
Actually, no, it's actually been falling off since 2013. I've done a study.
No, you haven't.
No, actually,
Okay, here we go. I'm looking it up right the fuck now, Tony. Okay. I am calling your fucking bluff. You're full of fucking shit. Bluff.
Hi, babe. Love you.
Popular.
Oh, you're not going to bed? You're getting cheese. Yeah. Dope. Did you find the stats, Devin? Devin? Friend?
Okay.
Alright, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, no, you were wrong, but I definitely wasn't right. It goes soccer, you know, football, cricket, right? Nobody saw
that
coming.
Yeah, cricket. Yeah, I did not see cricket being the number
basketball,
two sport in the
world. I do understand because they are having really good relations.
Oh, wait, what are you looking at? I'm looking at a different one. For me, basketball is number 7.
Oh, I clicked on a bunch
see,
of
like,
different ones.
You can't...
I'm on World Atlas.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like, you're going to get different opinions.
No, but it's soccer
sources.
With 4 billion fans, cricket with 2.5 billion, hockey with 2 billion, tennis with 1 billion, volleyball, 900 million.
I mean, what are they basing the stats off of, though?
Just probably watching viewers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Table tennis is number 6 with 875 million. Basketball is number 7 with 825 million. Baseball is 8th with 500 million.
Well, baseball's still before football, so.
True.
Eat a cock. Like honestly, Tony, the biggest fucking dick you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And just. Blah, 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 blah.
Look, why are you shitting on me for having an opinion?
Because
shut
you
the fuck up.
Done it to me all
I
night.
I just want to know.
Okay,
how
let me tell you
attacked.
How it started. Let me tell you how this fight night fucking started. Okay, I was just having a great night, right?
Yeah.
It's a great night playing fucking Call of Duty with my best friend, right? And from the moment we loaded into a fucking game, this dude would not leave me alone. Just told me I sucked the whole time. Said he never actually wanted to be my friend. Said it was everything's been a mistake. And then there was a care package just out in the open. And I was like, nobody else is going to claim this. Gotcha. And then I took it. And guess whose it was? Fucking Tony's. And ever since that moment, especially that moment right there, it's just been nothing but everything.
I think it's because I haven't gotten a real apology. What kind of snake steals their best friend's care package?
I didn't know it was your, maybe you should have fucking said something, bro. You should have been like, yo, get away from
back
that
for it. I'm not going to babysit.
Where were you? Package. Where? Why? What, you don't fucking throw down a care package and just walk away. It's Call of Duty Etiquette 101, dumb fuck.
I was defending the care package.
Defending it from what? There was no enemies around.
There was enemies on the left. I killed two of them.
There wasn't. There wasn't. I was there.
All right, listen. Here, we'll cut that last part, and here's what we're going to do. Braxton, I'm sorry for being me.
Oh, no, I'm fucking leaving it in there. We're not cutting shit.
Your turn to apologize to me for stealing my care package and shitting on me for having an opinion about baseball.
You tell him.
Antonio?
Yes, Braxton.
Go fuck yourself.
Right.
So.
Oh, Rudy, so.
Y'all still never talked about your guilty pleasures. I'm open about mine. I love reality TV. I literally just finished a reality TV show.
What? Night. Oh, fucking Are You the One?
Oh, no, I finished that a long time ago.
It's hard for me to get into reality TV shows because, like, I'm never sure how much of it is real and how much of it is staged.
Oh, like 90% of it is fake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would say more than 90%, actually. I would say closer to 100% of it is fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one that I just watched, absolutely 100% fake. It's the stupidest thing I've ever laid my eyes on. It's called Too Hot to Handle. And it's where, like, 10 people go to this resort island, right? So they get there in the first 24 hours. It's cool. They're hanging. They're flirting. And the whole thing that's too hot is, like, they're very attractive people who are sex addicts, right? So then, you know, the host comes and they're like, y'all can't have sex. Y'all can't masturbate or do any sexual activities for the whole stay of your duration. And they're like, oh, man, I barely go 5 hours without sex. But it's, like, so scripted, it's stupid. Like, these guys aren't people. And then, like, the girls were good at giving game. They're like, oh, my God, you're so hot. I bet you could do things like this. And it's you can tell that it's scripted because these guys had no game. Because you just kind of do, like, the smirk. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you get flirted with and you don't know what to say, so you just smile. They're like, oh, cute.
Like Patrick?
I was like, yeah, basically. And I'm like, dude, this girl's literally about to jump your bones and you're sitting there laughing like an idiot. Like, you have no game. Whether or not you want the money or not, if a hot girl is talking to you, you go, you have no game. I don't care.
I would like to watch the show now.
Wait, what's it
called? I will say, though, as much as, like, all these, like, reality shows are fake, that one, fuck, I can never remember the name of it, but the one that had Mark and Jessica.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Dude, yeah, Love is Blind. We finished that in, like, a day.
That one, like, it is, like, fake, but also some of it I have to believe is real, because the two of the couples are still together. Like, two of the couples.
Who am I, ready? Yeah, can we have a kid menu? He's only
23. Those jokes never get old. He laughs and said in sarcasm.
Damn. We're just going to fight this whole podcast.
I guess so. I think we just have a lot of pent-up aggression.
It's weird because, like, I don't like to talk to you guys, like, about anything throughout the week. Like, I'll play video games with you guys and it's fine, but, like, I like to save it all for, like, for when we really sit down now, which is weird for you guys because you guys are living together. But
live together, yeah.
No, Love and Blind was. Did you guys watch
The Circle?
The Circle, the after.
The Circle is one of my favorite shows ever, and I really
not,
want
no,
them
not
to
the Circle. I was still talking about Love is Blind. Yeah, sorry. When they
yes,
went,
we
when they
the reunion.
With the reunion, yeah.
Oh my lord.
Amber did not hesitate to fucking.
Yeah, she was fucking ready. Yeah.
She said, I won't hesitate, bitch. I have a lot of guilty pleasures. Like, it's. At this point, it's basically just pleasure.
Yeah, if you announce it, then yeah, it's just pleasure at that point.
Yeah, I can't. You can still announce your guilty pleasure. You can still be guilty about it.
Oh yeah, I hate that. I love reality TV. So fucking dumb, but I love it. Yeah. I guess it's kind of an ego boost because it's like in that situation, I feel like I'd be the man. You know, like if I'm in the circle, I'm gonna do what it takes to win. I'm not gonna be like fucking Seaburn. Or what's his name? Was that his name, Seaburn?
I don't know. Shoebomb?
He was the dude pretending to be a girl.
Oh.
But he got a little too into it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Fucking trying to fuck with Shoebomb. My boy, yeah. Shooby.
Shooby was the man.
Mm-hmm.
Shooby dooby doo bomb bomb.
I don't know.
I can't think of any guilty pleasures off the top of my head.
I mean, you're open about One Tree Hill, so I really don't think that's a guilty pleasure for you. Like, you are open about it. You're like, dude. On Twitter, you're like, dude, I cry. Like, every dude, One Tree Hill is like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have cried right there.
Honestly, yeah. And here's the thing. I didn't think I was going to fucking like it. Like, Arlo was watching it, like, an episode almost right after we moved in together. So, a year before I actually started watching it. And I was like, ah, oh, this is boring as fuck. And then I went and, like, did something else and, like, was watching it kind of in between. I was like, yeah, this is boring as fuck. And then the more I got into it and, like, was actually paying attention to it, I was like, holy shit, this is a dope show. And then watched all 9 seasons, cried at least 5 times.
Oh, it's more than that, Braxton.
It wasn't more than that.
I'll go through your tweets right now, man. I feel like every time you watch, it's like, man, I'm bawling my eyes out, One Tree Hill.
I can, I promise.
Ran out of
that.
Tissues this episode.
No, seriously, it was only like a few times, and I can name the episodes.
I'm just messing with you, dog.
I know, but the listeners might not know that. So I just gotta stick my ground here and tell you it was only 5 times.
Yeah, you don't want some guy from Germany thinking that you're a pussy.
Oh, that. Fun fact, we've also hit Australia, so shout out to the kangaroos.
Hey, down under.
Yeah, thank you, dingoes.
Would you guys...
Thank you, koalas. Thank you, Irwins.
Would you guys fight a kangaroo?
No, absolutely. Well, actually, yeah. I watched a guy punch a kangaroo for his dog, and I would do the same thing.
So, dude, that's one of my favorite videos.
He fucking went up to a punch, that fucking kangaroo was like, what the fuck?
Like, he's like, damn, somebody fought back, okay.
Like, what do I do now? What the fuck? I've never been hit in the face before.
He just hopped away.
One movie that I remember being iconic as a kid was Kangaroo Jack, right?
Dude, I haven't seen that in so
and
long.
And then I watched it as an adult, and I want to watch it again, because when I say adult, I mean like 5 years ago, so it's a little fuzzy. But I don't remember it.
You weren't an adult 5 years ago, you were fucking 17, you bitch.
I was living on my own still, like I was doing my own thing.
A young adult.
Yeah, we'll say young adult, but like I was out of the house and doing shit on my own.
Trapping.
Yeah. Doing what I had to do on the
doing
streets.
What you had to do, survive it.
On the streets, dog. but no, I don't remember it hitting the same, like, you know, as it was a kid. I was like, this is just, I remember it being so funny, you know, he's like the hip.
That's how a lot of things are. I saw something back when I was not back, I saw something about a couple months ago that really got me thinking. It said, it sucks when you play an old game that you used to like because you thought you used to like that game, but really you just... No, because you thought you would like that game, but really you just like how you felt back when you used to play that game.
Damn.
I was like, damn.
Oh, no, well, I'm enjoying Dark Cloud.
That's how everything is for me. Like, I'll go back and play a game that I used to love, and I'm like, ah, this game fucking sucks.
Well, I mean, that even reminds me, like, we've been watching, like, binge-watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And it's like so wild, like the shows we had when we were, you know, 10, 11, 12, whatever, compared to the shows that are out now. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but the shows now aren't the same, and like they don't hold up. They're not as funny as they were back then. And I don't know, maybe it's because everybody's a little bit more. What?
You're not a kid anymore.
No, but no, I fucking die laughing at the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Like, some of the episodes I remember, and then even the ones I don't, or like a lot of the jokes. Like, I, like, even as a 25-year-old dude, still die fucking laughing at them. And they're still so funny. But like the shows nowadays, it's like,
yeah, no, for sure. I feel that.
I don't know if it's like,
I was going to say something, but I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Kanye. I don't know if it's like, if it's the writing, like everybody's a little bit softer now. And so they can't exactly make the jokes that they made back then, or sorry, like hide the jokes they were actually making back then.
Yeah.
Or if it's like the acting, like the kids just can't act the way they used to anymore. I don't know. But go ahead, Devin.
I was going to say, them old shows used to fucking hit different. Because Lemon and I, well, I guess they still hit different. Because Lemon and I were watching Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy on HBO Max. Mm. And oh my god, that show is fucking hilarious. We were like
I heard you guys scream.
Yeah, we were like scream laughing at Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. That show's like fucking old now, which is fucking fucked.
Yeah,
but I don't think it would fly shows, nowadays. Like the writing,
it would watch like Cow and Chicken, that wouldn't fly nowadays. Fucking some parts of Dexter's Lab, the fucking dad's trophy shit on the mom's fucking butt cheeks. Like, come on.
There's a part in Sweet Life, and I don't know if it was intentional. Maybe it wasn't, but even nowadays, I don't. If it wasn't intentional, it still wouldn't fly, I'm sure. But there's like a part where London and Maddie were talking. London thought that there was aliens coming, and so she made a sign that said "Welcome aliens." And Maddie goes, "What if they don't speak English?" And London turns the sign around and says, "Hola aliens." And like,
now that's just funny.
Like, I paused it. I paused it and I looked at Arla and I was like, I don't think that shit would fly nowadays, because we call, you know, people that come to the country illegally aliens. And I was like, maybe they didn't do it intentionally, but as an adult, like, that's the first thing I thought of, you know what I mean?
But that's how we're conditioned to think.
Yeah, so it's like, it's so wild to see the shows then compared to now. And we've been watching a lot of George Lopez too, and shit's still so
George
funny.
Lopez is the shit.
You know, I really hate like reoccurring memes, right? Because back in 2012 on iFunny, there was a meme that was like, we should get all the immigrants and all the child molesters and have them fight and call it Alien versus Predator, right? And then like every couple years it would resurface and everybody would think it's the newest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I called somebody out, and Braxton, I mean, you know this guy, so I'll just leave it at that. But he posted, let's go do math back at my place. We'll subtract your clothes, add you and me, divide your legs, and hope we don't multiply. And I called him out. I was like, dude, this is 2017, and you're using 2012 humor, acting like it's your own. Please don't do that. Like, I really don't like
2017?
Yeah, this was a few years back.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was like, come on, my guy. Like,
That's all it was. And I call people like that out, too. And they're like, oh, well, you know, especially, you know, who you're talking about. It was always, oh, well, you know, if I can make it my own a little bit. I'm like, but you didn't.
No, it was word for word. Like, I posted the original meme in there, and I was like, that's word for word, my guy.
Yeah. I don't – yeah, that shit's whack.
Just if you're going to take something, never claim it as your own and always say you added to it. So, like, me with the mom thing, I'm always going to say I got it from Smosh, but I put my own twist on it. Not saying it's mine. Which is not, I mean, it's not cool to do, but I just thought it was hilarious. It made me die at like 3 a.m, so I kept saying it.
I hate meme thieves, dude.
Yeah.
Because then they post it, and they think, and like everybody thinks it was them, and they thought it was so funny. What? What do you fucking hate? What do you fucking hate, dude?
I fucking hate when you post a meme on Facebook and someone shares it with not and like
without fucking liking it, dude.
Without liking it, I know who the people who do it are.
And you're gonna hunt them down. You're gonna hunt them down. And you're going to fucking shit in their mouths, dude.
Want to know what I did one time? I even posted about it on Facebook because I felt like a good boy. Mm-hmm. So there's a meme that I found that was really, really funny. And I shared it without reacting to it. I was about to react to it right after I shared it. And my Facebook did that weird thing where it skips up to the top. like just randomly goes back up to the top of my newsfeed. And I was like, wait, but no, who's fucking shared that meme? Who did I share it from? So I went to the meme on my page. I went to look at all my friends that shared the same meme, and I reacted, heart reacted all of them.
Can we get some fucking snaps for Devin's fucking loyalty?
You know, I had to do it. Like, it's just like I felt compelled to. And so I don't get how people can just share something without reacting to it. And also, I don't like anything anymore. Like, I don't just like do the thumbs up like anymore. Either it's a heart react or a care react. Those are the only ones that I'll do. I do not like anything. If I like something of yours, just know that I hate you or I hate it.
Like, Devin, if you tag me in Devin something, wow, just reacted to something of mine the other day, and I was like, thanks, Jake.
There you go. See, like, I will not like anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Only everything but, like.
Well, maybe that's a good time to go to the break, guys.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought we went to the break, like, a half hour ago, but hell yeah, let's do it.
Wait, you thought break we were just talking? Bro, are you fucking good?
I thought we were vibing, bro. But yeah, all right, so let's go to the break then.
All right, we'll be back.
Yay.
But it's like, for me, I'm such a private person. Like, nobody knew about my relationship. Like, if you weren't, like, a close friend, like, I think 5 people knew I was in a relationship before I posted on Facebook. Nobody knows I'm back in Muskegon. Nobody really knows I moved to Lansing. Mm-hmm. Like, some of my friends don't even know I moved to Indiana for a while. Like, I'm a private person. And I don't understand why some people are putting their whole lives on social media. You know what I mean?
It's, especially with TikTok,
like, that's why I brought up TikTok, because I see it the most there. It's like, put a finger down if you've been railed by 80 people before. Like, it's like, why do you want people to know that? Like, I'm not shaming you.
Or like, even, like,
why is that?
Oh, are you talking about, like, that girl that fucking was having sex on Zoom with the whole class?
Right, like, if you're embarrassed about it from your class, why put it on a platform as big as TikTok?
And why did you do it in the first place?
Oh, if you did in the first place, do you? But
I mean, I guess, but like Devin said, if you're gonna have sex on Zoom in front of your whole class and be embarrassed about it because you were in front of your class, how the fuck are you gonna post that on TikTok? Like, why would you? Like, you knew your class is gonna fucking see.
Yeah.
But I think it's with our generation and the generation after us, I think it's a lot of that need for some sort of validation through people you don't know. So, like, people posting TikToks of, like, you know, their parents kicking them out or yelling at them or, you know, their abusive ex, you know, whatever. It's like,
like, I watched this one of this girl who was just, like, on the phone with her ex or, like, her soon-to-be ex while he was, like abusing her. And I was just like, girl, why are you posting this, like, on TikTok? Like, call the police.
Yeah.
Like, you're just fucking sitting there, like, recording him, like,
and they pull some stupid-ass fucking caption, like, should I leave him? Like, yes,
yeah, that's
bitch.
The fucking worst
the
part.
The fuck?
The constant
like,
need for fucking validation.
Like, why
I
do you
need
me?
Go ahead, continue.
Like, some guy from Michigan and you, some girl from, you know, New York, Maine, California, dealing with these problems. Like, not that it's not important. You should always get help in that situation. But what am I, a guy from Michigan, going to do with that information to why do I need to know that about you? You're a stranger. Yeah. Like, I've seen some TikToks of, like, people putting their dog down. Like, yes, I understand it's sad, right? But that is, to me, I think that should be a memory between you and
but
them.
But, like,
a
million likes is going to cheer you up from that?
Right, I don't want to wake up and, you know, go on TikTok and see your dog get put down and you having, like, a slideshow picture. Like, that's fucking sad. You ruined my morning. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
like,
what's
I'm
the
sorry.
You're
music.
The asshole now.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm sorry you went through that. Like, my heart goes out to you, but please, I don't want to see that. And, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a private person, so I don't get it. It's not like I want to be like, hey, man, just moved to Michigan so my high school friend Christian can be like, what's up, dude? Like, no, I don't give a fuck, man. If we either talk or we don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's just
it's
my take on it.
it's something I wonder about a lot too, like that, because maybe it's different because I don't have that need for that validation from all these strangers online, like on
All right,
TikTok
but
especially, but I don't know.
here's what we need to get into. We need to talk about DOMs and subs, 'cause I'm looking at something and it's going a little too far. Okay, so
All right.
first off,
Oh God.
this lady has Dean's Forever Wife
Oh
tattooed
my
on her
God,
chest.
dude.
It says Dean's
Oh.
Submissive Queen on her arm. On her back, Dean's Submissive Wife. Dean Morale, I surrender my obedient submission to you for life, my master. Dean is my master. I obey and take orders only from him. For I am Dean's Submissive Good Girl. I almost said Girl.
Good girl, fucking Drew, get the fuck out of here. Fucking Drew, I hate it.
And for people listening that didn't see these pictures, what Tony is saying right now, these are all tattoos all over this girl's body.
Yep, I'm not even done yet. This body
She's a
belongs
very
to
good
Dean.
girl.
Right above
I
her
hate it.
pussy, Dean's pussy. Like, and it's like, Dean's every erotic sensual desire, Dean's sweet submissive slut. Tattooed on her ribs, every erotic inch of desire belongs to my master, Dean Morale. Those are like on her ribs. They're all covered in hearts and tattooed on her.
Listen, go for it,
What
sweetie. Do your
happens
thing.
when you and Dean go south?
Yeah, you just have to marry another guy named Dean.
For Dean
Dean
Morale.
Morale.
Yeah.
So when I
But,
first
like.
saw when I saw the first picture on Facebook, like before I went to the rest of them, and I saw the word Dean, I was like, damn, this chick really likes Supernatural. Like that was my first thought,
Jeez.
was I thought it was something
Jeez.
about Supernatural. And then I kept going. I was like,
Holy
this has nothing to do with Supernatural at all.
fuck. Well, I say let her do her thing.
I
That's
mean,
like
that's a bold thing to do. And like
hell yeah,
even
like a
I
lot of
see
things are bold to
emails,
do.
I see email addresses all the time. Like given you can make as many emails as you want forever, but like people with emails like fucking oh like Tom's wife 3019 at gmail.com. Like, what if you and Tom, we have to cut the brakes? Then what? You have to
Yeah, I
create a whole
think.
new fucking email and change everything. And people who share fucking Facebooks too. I don't get it.
I think, like, society has taken a really lazy way to people's ideals. Like, yes, you can do whatever you want, but I think we need to be there for each other, whether they're a stranger or not, and be like, that's kind of stupid. Like, you're saying, like, oh, she can do whatever she wants, but honey, no. Honey,
Let her
you're spending.
honey, come
No, like,
on.
it's not smart. Like, 100. Would you do it, Devin? Was that a smart
No,
idea?
but that's not
So why would
for
you
me
not
to,
help out your
that's because
fellow man?
that's not for me to fucking decide. That's for her and her and Dean to fucking decide. That's literally like another instance of her fucking body, her fucking choice. Like she can, like if she has to end up covering that up, then she'll cover it up. But she's in love with this man. Let her do what the fuck she wants.
I
Fucking
think
people get like couples tattoos. I understand she's taking it a little bit far, but that's like to the
a
extent of
little
like
bit.
her love of that's the extent of her love for this dude. So let her fucking tattoo every fucking square inch of her body with his fucking name.
You were just all peace, love, and positivity, aren't you, Devin?
Yeah, I
God, I
am.
fucking
Fucking
hate that about you. No, I'm
she wants to fucking do her
kidding.
fucking
I'm
thing.
not saying not be peaceful about it. I'm not gonna say, oh, you're fucking stupid for doing that. I'm just like, hey, think about it. What if you and Dean don't go out? Now you gotta go
Then
and either
she'll get
get
her
yourself
tattoos
raised.
covered up.
That's like double the money.
Problems
Like.
and solutions. So it's something that she wants to do. You get a fucking PlayStation 5, all of a sudden you take it home and you drop it out the box. You didn't get the fucking warranty on it because you're a dumbass. Now you gotta go and buy a fucking another one. Oh shit, well you could have just not bought the first one in the fucking first place. At the end of the
Those
day,
two do not
it's all
correlate.
fucking just money. Like that's your only problem is your only problem is
Like,
that it's fucking costing twice the amount of money for her to fucking redo it.
it's not. It's just. I'm just saying, dog. Like, I feel like we should be
Nah.
there more for people instead of just accepting. Like, my,
For sure, with
obviously
other
she's not.
things.
Obviously she's not thinking rational about
I
this. I mean,
agree with
any
you with other
rational,
things,
sane
but.
person would be like, maybe I should second think this. And that's when somebody who could be a stranger or a friend be like, instead of like, go for it, queen, do you. Just be like, hey, think about it. What if you and Dean aren't together forever? what if this is, you know, you don't have the money
and
for
then she
right
says
now.
Then she says, well, then so the fuck what?
Oh, but at least you tried.
Well, she, maybe that happened already. Maybe the tattoo artist, you don't know, y'all just fucking hating. That's literally all it is.
I'm not
y'all
hating.
Fucking haters.
Nobody's,
y'all
nobody's,
haters as fuck.
Nobody's hating, Devin, but.
Y'all straight fucking haters on this woman's life.
I get where you both come from. Since this is like a thing you two are having right now, I'll be the mediator real quick. I get where you both are coming from. I get Tony's side of like, if Tony was going to do something like that, I'd be like, bro.
But that's your friend.
So one of her friends should have been like, listen.
Probably gassed her the fuck up.
And maybe, you know, and maybe, you know, that's,
I'm
and
actually,
maybe that's the case. But also
actually,
get where you're coming
I'm
from,
concede.
Devin. And
actually,
like,
we can drop this whole shit because I'm gonna concede. Every fucking person in my life told me not to move to Indiana. And you wanna know what I said? I said, I'm gonna go to Indiana.
You know how
you
I know that's
married
true.
To this woman that you didn't fucking like. Look at all that happened from that. The only difference is that this woman did it with tattoos. You know what you can do with tattoos? Cover them up.
But you can't cover up a broken heart.
Exactly. And that's where
yeah,
we all
I know,
are.
I know that's true because I was one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, so fuck y'all
one
motherfuckers.
Those, one of those people that told
Peace,
Tony not to go to, not to, go to Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a story for a different
Damn,
day.
Damn, that seems like it was forever ago.
Dude, it really does.
That's a story that's never going to be brought up.
Right, yeah, of course not. Anyway, so
on the
I
next
was,
podcast, we're going to talk about that story that we're in there for.
No, I have a weird fear, right? So I'll talk a little bit. Like I say this all the time is I don't even know if I should bring it up just because I will never have hate in my heart for my ex fiance. I will,
of course,
right. But I feel like she's waiting for the moment. Because she still messed with me after the breakup. Like, she signed in my PSN account and deleted everything. She signed me up for emails, like, they're for veterans held and shit. She called Mormons after me, so even now I still have Mormons trying to get me to convert to Mormonism. She signed me up for Scientology. She...
God, and I just can't imagine being that fucking crazy.
And there's like, again, like, I would never talk bad about her. She had her reasons. I... hurt her, she hurt me.
Okay, I get that. I get that, Tony. But at some point, you gotta talk bad about her. Because if
no,
she's,
why,
if
why
it's
I?
Been, but if it's been that long, like if she's, if it's to the point to where you on your end, it's like this very, like, look, it's just not working out. And then she does stupid shit like that. She deserves to be talked bad about. That's fucking dumb.
No, because that's a sign on her end of how sad it is. She's still thinking about me. She's in, like, after we broke up, we still talked for a while. Like, not like that kind of talk, but we still just, like, talk. She's in a dead-end relationship with a guy she doesn't like. She's admitted that I'm better in every way possible. And I'm out here doing me. Why do I need to talk bad about her when she's the miserable one? You know what I mean?
No, you don't need to talk bad about her, but don't act like, you know, she's this... holy person either.
I never claimed that she was like a saint or anything like that. I've always admitted she has hurt me.
So that's a but so in turn that's a bad thing you can say about her.
I mean, yeah, but I would never. I don't know. I always preface it with like, there's no hate in my heart for her. I hope she's doing well, and if she is, you know, stalking my shit, you know, shouts out to you. I hope you're doing well and cool.
If my ex is stalking my shit, bro, what the fuck are you doing? But because she still follows me on everything, I don't follow her on Jack Squat. But I mean, I get where you're coming from, Tony. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I mean, anyway, I wanted to kind of bring this up because last podcast we were talking about stocks and shit, and you know, obviously. It hasn't blown over yet. It may never blow over. But Friday, I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw on the trending tab that in Germany, I think it was German prosecutors confiscated more than 60 million worth of Bitcoin from a fraudster. But the only problem was they couldn't get any of it because he wouldn't give them the password.
Oof.
So he was just chilling in jail, like, yeah, fucking have fun.
Imagine that. What is the password? 9.
Sure, right. 9.
Well, the password was just the number 9, though. Like, he wasn't
saying.
He wasn't saying no in fucking German. It was just.
This,
watch our one German listener be like, guys, I think we cracked the code.
The report that followed it up also said the man was sentenced to jail and has since served his term, maintaining his silence throughout while police made repeated failed efforts to crack the code, access more than 17,000 Bitcoin.
That's a lot of money.
That's $60 million worth.
You said 17,000?
17,000 Bitcoin, I guess, equals to $60 million, according to this report.
Wait, he had like a total of 17,000, and there are 17,000 Bitcoin itself, because those are two different numbers.
17,000 Bitcoin itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, the singular Bitcoin, he had, like...
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money, Braxton. Let me tell you how much
I know, it's 60 million.
No, it's more than that.
Oh, well then, they wrote 60 million and then followed it up with 17,000, probably because it's not worth 60 million
It's close to $1 billion. If he had 17,000 singular Bitcoin, right? Like, okay. 17,000 Bitcoin, not just invested, he would have $787,168,000.
Jesus.
That's a lot of money.
But I guess he did it, I don't know, it said fraudulently, so.
I don't know enough about that stuff to, you know, get Bitcoin fraudulently, so I
right,
don't
yeah.
know, I could.
Oh, Bitcoin here comes expert here, what's the question?
How do you fraud Bitcoin?
Okay, so Ming, because you've been listening in, did you hear what I was just talking about?
Wait, no, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. Maybe that would get us in trouble if we talk about how to fraud Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, no, if it's a PSA, you're teaching us how. You're not telling us to.
I can say it because I'm telling you not to say it. I'm telling you not.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But Ming, did you hear? What I was just talking about with the guys?
What are you talking about?
Okay. So on Friday, I was scrolling through the trending tabs on Twitter, and apparently German prosecutors confiscated more than $60 million worth of Bitcoin from a fraudster, but they couldn't unlock it because he wouldn't give up the password. So, like, he served his term in jail or whatever, and he's still held on to it, but apparently he's a fraudster. So how do you acquire Bitcoin fraudulently?
I mean, the most common one is like, you'll send random messages to people, be like, hey, send me $500 in Bitcoin and then I'll send you 50,000 back.
Okay, so it's fine that he can say it because it's a common thing, so it's like people know it
already.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, I am a Nigerian prince and I need your help. Like,
yeah. Send me 1,000 Bitcoin and I'll send you 100,000 back.
Gotcha, okay. Interesting. I guess that makes sense. But yeah, I guess police failed repeated efforts to crack the code to access more than 17,000 Bitcoin, Ming.
Yeah, now he's almost a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. I mean, in U.S. dollars, you know what that's fucking worth in Germany?
Half.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, isn't the euro fucking 2 times more than the U.S. dollar?
I don't think it's that much.
I know, it used to be back in high school, because I wanted to go to, you know, France, because I was in French class, so I looked it up. Euro to dollar.
Oh, damn, you're also looking it up?
Yeah, why would I not? Actually, it's only 1.21, so yeah, it's still
almost think it was that much.
That's still...
Son of a bitch.
A lot.
But is that the currency in Germany?
Euro, I'm pretty sure.
Could be something else. I don't know things, but I do know stuff.
Is there something you're not telling us, Devin?
No, I actually don't know.
No, it is euro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not.
It is.
No,
It's the Merkel. Just her fucking face. Just
I'm about to fucking Merkel you. Shut up.
You know, like the Shroot Bucks from fucking The Office. That's what it was, just Angela Merkel's face.
You know, another guilty pleasure is like game shows. Like, we literally watched The Wall last night and it was the funnest shit ever.
The Wall.
Yeah, it's a new one. LeBron James created it.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't have cable. I don't know.
It's like, it's on Hulu. We don't have cable either.
Oh.
It's like Plinko, right? You have a ball and you're like, that's 1 through 7. You got to choose which one it falls down. There's like numbers like 1, 10K, 1, 50K, 100K, 130K, then like million, and then 1. And then it just kind of falls down. That's how much money you get at the end. You can either choose to sign a contract, which is money based on the answers that you got right, or you can rip up the contract and got money from the balls landing in the pots.
So if you're confident with your ability to get the questions right, then I would say rip up the sign the contract. But like, if you felt like you did bad and you felt like your partner who was using the Plinko shit did better, then you would rip up the contract and take whatever money came from.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Just no spoilers,
but like last night the contract was for almost 200,000, but and throughout The Wall they had about 900,000. So like it's too different, but the person who's deciding to rip it up or sign it doesn't know the amounts.
Gotcha. You know what what game show I watched on Hulu? Lego Masters.
You know what? I actually watched a little bit of that. I saw the Star Wars episode.
Yeah, I watched it from start to finish, and like every time a new episode came out, it was actually really good. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, but it's definitely good.
You know that, have you seen that game Holy Moly? It's mini golf.
Yeah, Steph Curry made that one.
Somebody that was in my graduating class in high school was on that show.
Oh yeah, who was it?
Her name was, she goes by Haley Hunter now, but back in the day she was Haley
Gruden. No, you don't gotta say her last name. Yeah, I know her.
I already did.
Did she get married?
I don't know if she got married. I saw her on there and I was like, wait a minute, like, I definitely know her. And then, yep, sure enough, that's who she was. She was on, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the first episode, or, like, the first or second episode. Because she, like, does women's PGA fucking announcing and shit like that, or something like that.
Yeah, no, she's a really good golfer.
Yeah.
How about that woman ref, you know, in the Super Bowl? What the fuck was up with that, huh?
Shut the fuck up! Listen, Braxton, you're canceled. Ming, you're the new third host. Ming, get the fuck in here. Braxton, you're out. Alright, so Ming, what's your opinion on the woman referee in the Super Bowl?
You gotta ban all of them. You catch them.
Ming, get the fuck out of here.
Never mind. Only women. No men.
Thank you. Perfect. Oh, fuck. Well,
speaking of
we should do our least favorite things.
Yeah, and after that, I'm gonna hit you guys with a question, but we'll do the least favorite things first.
Actually, can we do the question first, just in case you forget? Because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I just want to complain really quick.
It could be your least favorite thing.
This particular. Okay. Yeah. You know. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll make it my least favorite thing because it is one of my least. All right,
but insert
favorite
the tagline now.
Our least favorite thing.
Okay. All right, Braxton, your least favorite thing.
Okay, so do you guys, I'm going to start it off with the question, how about that? Do you guys plan on getting married ever at some point in your life?
Absolutely.
Do you guys
I already have the names of my kids picked out.
Damn, okay. Honestly though, same. Do you guys?
What are your kids' names? Because they're gonna be friends.
Okay. If it's a boy,
it's gonna be Axel, spelled AKSL.
Dude, no. If it's we're expecting to have probably all boys. I wouldn't be surprised because boys run in my family. But
you don't run.
So we're looking at Logan, Levi.
I'm gonna bully the shit out of your kids.
Please don't.
Yeah, because they all take an L's.
And then if it's a girl, we really like Avery. So
yeah, I'm gonna bully the shit. Oh my god, Uncle Tony's come to town. I don't want to come over.
Shut the fuck up.
But so the reason I ask is because we like bounce back and forth from a million different things. So we wanted to do the traditional stuff. We wrote down everybody we wanted there. We wrote down who we wanted to stand up there with us. And then we decided, fuck all that, because it's stressful. We'll just elope. And even eloping is like the wedding market is so expensive for no fucking reason. So like our biggest like issue right now is finding a videographer, because I can't video my own wedding, which sucks.
You can't set up tripods.
I don't like that idea because I can't watch the camera and like I can't figure out if it died or not.
Set up the blocking. Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, that's.
See what I mean?
You just wear a GoPro, dude.
Just wear GoPros.
Yeah, we'll both wear GoPros. Yeah. But like the
have the priest do it.
Just, yeah, have the priest wear a GoPro. You all wear GoPros, and then that's how you do your wedding video.
Just the wedding market itself is so expensive for no reason, and I absolutely fucking hate it. So, for example, with wedding videographers, even if it's an elopement, which takes half an hour to an hour, if that, a lot of people are charging $1,000 to $2,000 for elopements that are going to be an hour long. And it's like, I get it.
I'll come record your wedding, bro.
Like, I get it. If you have a skill and you feel like that's what you need to charge for your skill, that's great. That's fine. But yeah. It's also not even just the video market, but like even hair and makeup. If you walk in, like one of our list friends was saying it the other day because she works at Ulta. If you walk into Ulta and go, hi, like I'm here to do hair and makeup, they'll be like, great. Like $50 and it's done. And then you go, yeah, like if you mention at all that it's for a wedding, it's now $100 and they're still going to do the same exact shit that they were going to do at $50. But since you said it's for a wedding, now suddenly it's $100. And so it's just different shit like that. Like, and so Arla and I obviously have been working on building up our videography and editing business. And we kind of started a thing where we're really tailoring to like people's budgets, because you know everybody's needs are different. Like somebody reached out to me and was like, can you film the wedding, but like you don't really need to edit it, like you can send us the raw footage and that's fine. How much would that be? Or like, you know, can you just film our reception, can you just film our ceremony? A lot of wedding packages for videography are like all of it together and you get some bullshit 5 to 6 minute highlight film and that's it. You don't get the full ceremony, you don't get the reception, like you just get and people charge $3,000, but a lot of them are, you know, people's parents paying for them that aren't doing the research. And so we tailor to like people's like kind of almost like millennial needs where their parents aren't paying for it and they're paying for it. Like there was a girl who posted on Facebook in some group that Arla is in, where she was like, I need a videographer by July. Like ours ghosted me. I have 4 months. I can't figure it out. And then she's probably going to book us. And she basically told us that we saved her like a lot of time and money. So it's like, that's my least favorite thing is like the wedding industry. It's just so fucking shady and pricey for no reason.
Yeah.
No reason.
For absolutely no reason.
But,
I agree. Like I said, I've DJed a lot of weddings. I know how much it is. I know how much it fucking costs.
For also, everything.
The venues, the fucking.
I don't know how video. How far do you travel for weddings, bro?
Farthest I've traveled was like about 2 hours north.
Okay, because she also needs a DJ.
Well, where is it? Because like, I might not be able to, but we have another person that works for the company that might be able to.
Okay, she's over in Warren, which is about 15 minutes from me. So,
oh yeah, that's far.
That's far, yeah. But I think she said her budget was like 500. But anyway, that's besides the point. What's your guys' least favorite stuff? Whoever wants to go first.
Least favorite thing.
Are we in putting the jingle. I thought we were going to do that, then the jingle.
That's just, it's going to be added in post.
It'll be added.
I forget about posts.
Do you think that, I don't know if you noticed.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I don't know if you noticed, but like, anytime like Arla's parts come in when I have to have her record something, it's not, you know, live.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Stimulus update with me.
You're listening to the podcast. Like, I'm sorry, she just didn't sound like that.
The worst part is that was actually really good.
I'm Sarla, Arla.
All right, Devin, yeah, what's your least favorite thing?
Haters.
Okay,
here we go.
No, least favorite thing. Let's see. Haters, fuck it. People that hate on anime to live action movies and TV shows.
People that hate on them?
The Death Note movie was good.
Listen, I like the Death Note movie for what it was. Like, if it was just like as a standalone movie for like what it did, like, I liked it. I didn't like how it portrayed Death Note as a series, but I feel like
Lakeith
Stanfield did good as what? That, see, like I said, like, other than all that stuff, I feel like as a standalone movie, if it wasn't
if you take out everything they did wrong, it's a good movie.
Listen, I'm saying like if you're not taking it like. If you're not comparing it to the anime, not comparing and saying, like, everything has to be exactly like it, as a standalone movie, because it is, like, the same story, yes, but it has different characters, it starts with a different premise, it's not in Japan, it starts in America. He's not Light Yagami, he's Light Turner. It's a whole, like, the same situation, but a different situation. Yes, they whitewashed it, but that's just because they made the entire story different in general.
I think...
Like, as a standalone movie, I think it was fine. And plus, like, there's... And that's not the only one I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, there's fucking... All right, one... So let me say... One that I will allow an unlimited amount of hate for is the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Thank God.
You can have an unlimited amount of unseething rage for...
They had a
unrelenting rage.
Yeah, that's the worst
a decent
part.
Cast, yeah. But
like
the
they had the girl
awful.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she's the main girl in Shameless, and she was
Emmy Rossum and fucking Jimmy Steve from Shameless.
Yeah, like they're good actors and actresses.
Yeah, but it was just a terrible movie.
Yeah, I'm sad they got put through that. Oh my god. But I think a lot of what kept Death Note from being as bad as it could have been. Is their choices in actors. Like, you know, they got...
Lakeith Stanfield, fucking...
They got, William Dafoe as Ryuk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was such a good pick. If they would have put him in the anime, I think the anime would probably be top 10. Like, no doubt in my mind, because he's so good. I love almost everything he does. In American Psycho, you know what they did? Like, going back to doing shit in post. They had William Dafoe... do three different takes for each scene he did. And for each scene, they made it seem like the way he worded things was that he knew Christian Bale was the killer, he thought Christian Bale was the killer, or he didn't know he was at all, and they just, like, jumbled them up at the end so you never knew where William Dafoe stood. Like, that's
Can you say
genius.
One thing for me really quick?
Yeah.
Can you say Willem Dafoe for me, please?
Willem Dafoe?
I'm sorry, like, you said it the first time, and I'm really trying not to be, like, a fucking... douche about it, but like it's Willem Dafoe, not William Dafoe.
That's what I'm saying.
I swear you said William. I might just be hearing it wrong, but I swear you've been saying
y'all
William
thought I
Dafoe.
Said y'all thought I said like Chrysler or something the other day when I said crumpets.
No, I thought I said crumples.
No, it's
but
I
that's but either way, I'm pretty sure right now you were saying William. Either way, it's Willem
Dafoe. Willem so and just, crumpets. There we go.
So they just had him there do some go. Like. ADR and just like chose whichever was best, or
I don't. Well, basically, have you seen American Psycho?
No.
Fantastic movie. You're a video nerd. You would like it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like Chronicle, you'll like American Psycho.
Dude, get over the fact that I like Chronicle.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
Like I said, my least favorite thing is haters.
This fucking guy, dude, has been all night.
I have a lot of opinions in the movie Chronicle. The Chronicle falls in the line of movies for me where I thought the trailer made it, from back in the day, I thought it was going to be something different than what it was, and I didn't really care for the acting.
Anyway.
That's that.
It's a shit take. But anyway, you were saying.
What was I saying? People that hate on anime to live action shit. Because Tony and I have been watching the Kakegurui live-action adaptation, and it's really good. Alice in Borderland, I've just been watching that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. That was an emotional fucking roller coaster.
I want to see a Pokemon live-action so bad.
Detective Pikachu, Detective bitch. Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. It was good as fuck, too. I forgot about that.
It was good as hell, too, honestly.
I guess I forgot about that because good. It wasn't, like, a...
Fucking Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. How the fuck could you forget, you fucking...
Because it, like, when I...
Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu and you forgot, motherfucker?
Because back then, before that movie came out, when I was like, fuck, I would love a live-action Pokemon movie, I expected it to be based more around the Pokemon universe than, like, a detective show.
It's Detective Pikachu!
Which wasn't a real thing.
Yes, it was a real thing.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Detective Pikachu was a real thing.
It was. Nah, dude.
It was goddamn Detective Pikachu.
That's embarrassing.
Did you guys, I'm just gonna...
Why do you think they had the Detective Pikachu hat in the fucking Super Smash Bros. Games?
I didn't...
Before the movie was even a thing.
Because I only played Super Smash Bros. On GameCube.
It had it in that too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll have to dig on my GameCube and play it again and see. But
do it, bitch. Anywho,
did you guys ever get a chance to see the I Choose You movie in the remake of Mewtwo Strikes Back?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I never watched it.
What'd you think of it, Tony? Since we were talking about animation. I'm just curious.
I think in my head, I'm like, why would you remake something so beautiful as the first Pokemon movie, right?
Thank
like,
you.
At least remaster that. And the animation in there was kind of new age. I'm not a super fan of new age animation, if that makes sense.
It was, like, more CGI.
Yes, yeah. 3D animation. I've talked about that a lot. I don't like 3D animation, especially in newer anime, like Attack on Titan, Dragon Ball,
They're kind of making it work in Attack on Titan a little bit. Some parts.
They're making it work? Yeah, no, I don't. It doesn't look terrible. One thing that sticks out in my head that looks terrible is when in Dragon Ball Z Broly, when Goku and Vegeta are doing their Galagun and Kamehameha, and they do like the 3D action shot. I literally feel like I'm playing Budokai on the PS2. Like, it doesn't look good. Like, yeah, it saves time, and thank you for, you know, making such a good movie, but it just doesn't look good. And then the I Choose You movie was original Pokemon style, but I felt like there was no need for it. You know what I mean?
Because it was just like the first two or three episodes of the original show in a movie. And it was just, and then Pikachu started like
talking.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy either of them. And I think I didn't enjoy Mewtwo Strikes Back for the fact that it is a classic, like especially, you know, to us. So, like, I feel like kids nowadays that are getting into Pokemon are going to see that and not the old version and be like, oh, this is so cool, but it's not. It's not Johnny.
Well, because you...
Yeah, Johnny, fuck you. Don't come to school tomorrow.
You miss a lot of the cool stuff. Like, they really go into, like, the meowth-and-meowth back-and-forth banter that's fun in the old movies.
Yeah.
And... I don't remember it that much because it's not that as impactful because, like, I've technically already seen the movie. It's a remake.
Yeah.
I don't think the scene where Ash got turned into stone was as impactful as it was back.
It wasn't. I didn't cry.
Oh,
if I watched the old one, I will cry to this day. But that one didn't make me cry, and that's how you know it wasn't as impactful.
I didn't see the remake that y'all are talking about.
It was on Netflix for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
I
might
haven't
still
seen
be,
it.
I'm not sure.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I found a way that we can watch Sonic the Hedgehog, Tony, since you haven't seen it yet. It's on a certain app. I was going to get like a 7-day trial of it. I can't remember what it's on.
You could also rent it for a dollar at Redbox.
I'm not gonna do that though.
Okay. Mike, I'm snowed in.
Sorry.
Fuck a Redbox. All
right, I'll go fuck myself then. Anyway, Tony, what's your least favorite thing?
That's a good question. I hate a lot, but it has to come in the moment. As of right now, I think my least favorite thing would probably... I don't know. That's a good one. I've thought about it. There's nothing I really hate at the moment. I apologize.
Okay. Well, that gives us a chance to kind of explain what this is going to be like. So this is going to be an every episode thing. We're just going to come on at, you know, whenever you hear the tagline and just kind of give our opinions on some things we don't particularly like. It could be maybe just that one day it pissed us off or something. And for example, today it was that day for the fucking wedding shit.
Yeah.
They got tired of seeing it.
Yep.
But,
Or we're also going to do our least favorite things, where we do the opposite and talk about things that we like.
Yeah. We'll just kind of jumble them back and forth. But Tony, you don't got anything?
No, surprisingly, no.
Really? You don't, I mean, I guess you already complained. You already complained earlier about me taking your care package.
You know what?
So
yeah,
that
no,
you
time out. Yeah. Devin and I tried a new vape, and it came highly requested from a friend of ours. And that's what he vapes on, but these things just kind of blow chunks.
Yep.
Like, again, this is what I'm endorsing. If you're going to vape, go with Mr. Vapor. If you're a Wild Bills guy, or go with the Breeze. That's where it at. Kings absolutely fucking blow. Do not get them. Yes, you get more puffs, but you're giving up a lot of quality. These shits suck. I'm never wasting my money on them. I will pee on anybody who has a King. I will pee on you if I see
you're
going to
urinate on them.
Well, I know it's funny. Well, I know it's really funny, though. Tony was just like, no, you know, I kind of just love everything right now. Like, there's nothing really that I hate. And now, like, 2 seconds later, I will pee on you. I will literally pee on you.
Urinate on you.
Yeah.
Call me
the duality
R.
of Tony.
Jesus, Tony.
Oh, no.
That's all right,
so is that a good place to, I was going to say it's a good place to end it, but yeah, no, I know what you were going to say, because I don't understand how that motherfucker's not in jail. Well,
yeah,
guess
how was
what,
that
bitch?
Not the end?
How is he not already in prison, like 20
years
ago?
Yeah, if I go out and pee on somebody right now, that's the end of Tony. I'm done.
Let alone a minor?
Yes, yeah. Let alone a minor. I'm talking about just anybody, like knock on my neighbor door, hey, say what's up, you never met me before. That's the sound of my piss. I have a problem.
Sounds like a fire hose.
Oh my god. There was a Twitter meme that killed us. Lemon goes, R. Kelly in jail says nothing. R. Kelly's cellmate. Alright, sing same girl, I'll be ush. Like, that shit's funny, dude.
Sing same girl, I'll be ush. That's fucking stupid.
Yo, ush, what up, Kels? Want to introduce you to this girl?
Oh, fuck. Right, yeah, I feel like that's a good place to end it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then this has been your boys from the least favorite podcast, boys, to the boys that are as well boys, and they are the boys. So my name is Devin.
Braxton. Tony.
And Antonio.
Oh, sorry.
Why does this keep fucking happening?
I zoned out so bad thinking about the WNBA. I apologize.
Why the WNBA?
It's
No, all right, so thank you. Goodbye. That was Antonio. I'm Devin. That's Braxton.
Women playing
Goodbye.
Sports? What?
Bye.